Foxconn is locating its North American headquarters in southeastern Wisconsin. Governor Walker has said it will bring thousands of jobs. Critics say the tax breaks given to the company will cost all state taxpayers for decades, with little benefit outside of southern Wisconsin. Nowak says companies are getting involved.
We're seeing an impact in many of our counties around the entire state being involved. And the great news is 90% of the contracts that have been awarded to date are to Wisconsin companies. And we're only 1% of the way as far as the number of contracts awarded. So there's a long way to go. If there hasn't been a company in your particular county impacted, I'm pretty sure it will be in the future just because there's so much more to do on this project.
Nowak says Foxconn has agreed to a Wisconsin-first approach, which she says means the electronics giant will look toward buying and hiring from Wisconsin first.
Right now, again, with just 1% of the contracts awarded, we already are seeing contractors and subcontractors come from 26 different counties. 90% of the contracts so far have come from Wisconsin.
President Trump joined Governor Scott Walker in June to break ground on the main facility in the village of Mount Pleasant. Critics shared concerns over the potential $4.5 billion cost to taxpayers, the plant's impact on the environment, and the effect it will have on the local community. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tony Evers has said the agreement to bring Foxconn to Wisconsin was passed without much transparency, accountability for job creation, or clawback provisions to protect Wisconsin's taxpayers' interest. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.